Let's talk for a moment about work. Talk about work. Who here works? Every hand should go up. Why do we work? We work to produce. We work to accomplish. We work to provide for those we love, to those we care for. We work to make a difference in our world. So today, let us remember our prayer and our participation here at Mass is the first work of our Catholic faith. It's the first work of our week. The week begins today here in prayer before God in church. And this is our work when we come to Mass. We pray, we sing, we stand, we sit, we kneel, we process, we receive. We are energized to work in the Spirit of Jesus. Those are called Catholic calisthenics, stand, sit, kneel, over and over. The work of our faith is participating in Mass. We participate because we are believers. Believers in Jesus, believers in His works. Jesus says in the Gospel, "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do." So let us remember, how did Jesus work? Jesus worked with His head, His hands, and His heart. Jesus, with His head, used words to teach us about love. He used words to teach us about service, to be about forgiveness, to be about compassion, to be about mercy. Jesus taught us in parables, and we always like the parables because they have a twist to them. We think we know where the story's going, and then it changes. But He's teaching us and challenging us and moves us when He teaches us in the parables to be about acceptance, to be about understanding, to be about embracing, to be about helping and caring, to be about people who think love first. And then we watch Jesus work with His hands. He touched the leper and healed him. He took the child by the hand and brought her back to life. He touched the man born blind and healed him. He touched the paralyzed man and lifted him up. Jesus, with His hands, broke the bread to feed the thousands. Jesus, with His hands, embraced the children. Then Jesus, with a heart of love, forgave the sinner. He accepted the outcast. He washed His disciples' feet in love. He promised paradise to the man hanging next to Him. He embraced Thomas, who would not believe. He forgave Peter from his heart. He accepted with love the men and women cast aside because of their sins and illness. So today, let us pray and remember. We come to receive Jesus because we are believers. We come to be strengthened so we can be doers. Doers of the gospel. In His name, in His Spirit, with His love. Today, let us remember with our heads, we think love and compassion. We practice peace and forgiveness. We model justice and mercy. We come to hold out our hands to receive and to be strengthened so that we can help and heal, so we can restore and renew, so we can touch and comfort, so we can contribute our time and our talent and our treasure because we are believers. We are about doing good works in our faith, in our love for Jesus. We come to be reminded today and to be renewed today in the ways of using our heart for love, to love with compassion, to love with forgiveness, to love with understanding, to love with acceptance. Today, let us pray. Let us remember we are believers, believers in the way and the truth and the life of Jesus Christ. Believers in His mission and purpose. Believers in His words, in His wisdom, and in His works. Believers in His life and in His love. We are believers who live and work and witness in His name, in His Spirit, in His love. Amen.